This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Welcome to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. We are celebrating the power of music to bring people together. You're going to meet the musicians of the Milwaukee Community Orchestra and hear what it's really like to perform the national anthem before a packed Brewers crowd at American Family Field. After the 7 o'clock newscast, singer-songwriter Sarah Furick of Sincerely in Song, she's going to share how tomorrow night at the Pabst Theater is a one-night-only special performance uniting Wisconsin musicians to support fellow artists through the Music Cares organization. And we're all invited. Plus anecdotes from Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra's outgoing and impactful music director, Ken David Mazur, and your chance to win tickets to see a country music star, Bailey Zimmerman, performing August 8th at the Wisconsin State Fair. So 2 hours of music, community, good stories, and we're starting it right now in the WTMJ studio. I get to welcome back two leaders in our Milwaukee music scene from the Milwaukee Community Orchestra. I'll have you introduce yourselves so we can get to know your voices.
Hi, I'm Marjorie Deutsch. I'm the music director of Milwaukee Community Orchestra.
And I'm Carrie Krenzler. I am the associate conductor of the Milwaukee Community Orchestra.
The two of you are so soft-spoken. Say it loud. Say it proud.
Milwaukee Community Orchestra.
And also joining us in the studio is WTMJ reporter Jessica Gatzo. And Jessica, I think a lot of WTMJ fans are going to be delighted to discover that you are a musician in the Milwaukee Community Orchestra. That's so unusual. I don't know what's going on with the microphone.
It's auspicious.
Let's try this.
Hello, everyone.
There she is.
There, she's one of our beloved oboes.
Yeah. Wonderful. So the three of you, we have three summer concerts to share with everyone that are coming up next week
next week, yeah.
But I first want you to tell stories of your Milwaukee Brewers experiences. I got to be a Milwaukee Brewers in-game host for 5 seasons when they first started having a host. Hi, I was your first one.
Yay.
Trailblazer. It was over 20 years ago, but what a fantastic experience. Every time I walked in the ballpark, I knew it was special to be on the field, that there's something magic about that. Even if you're not an athlete, just to be on the field and look up at that entire thousands of seats around you and the huge big screen, like that feels special. And now you know what that's like. And you got to be part of the real presentation with something immensely patriotic. So tell me about that experience.
Well, just what you said, when you get out there, we were on the warning track because there were 70 of us. So they couldn't put us anywhere near home plate. And home plate looked like it was about 2 miles away. So I don't know how anybody can throw from that.
Now you know what Sal Frelick sees when he's standing out there.
Exactly. and to guess where the ball's coming, amazing. So, and we were very close to players. They were warming up on the field because we were out there for a while. But it was really great. And the crowd was so warm and it really embraced us. So,
and Jessica, you are wonderful. You brought us some photos that we will show on the WTMJ YouTube live stream. If you text the word watch to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620, you can get an idea of what it was like.
What was it like for you?
I think going back to just how big the stadium was, definitely, like, you don't really get that sense until you're on the field, level. And we were right underneath the big screen, too. Right. So listening back to, you know, videos afterwards, you know, you could hear people singing along in the stands. And that was an unexpected. It was also a very hot day when we did this.
It's the first day of that heat dome, that first heat dome.
Yeah, playing during the heat warning. But, you know, the anthem itself only lasts so long. So it was more about, you know, preparing and walking out there.
Walking with cellos for 2 miles. Oh, yeah. Yes, there was about 2 miles of walking because they take you under the field and then you have to walk back across. So it was a fair amount, but nobody complained. Everybody was a really good sport.
Oh, for sure.
And I had to stand on a ladder. That was the funniest part because the orchestra was standing. So I had to be higher than the orchestra. So Carrie brought her step stool for me. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and you had to carry the step stool for 2 miles.
I got a lot of really interesting looks at security. And there were a lot of short jokes, and it was fabulous.
Sure, sure. So 70 musicians performed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we're going to be doing that again this Saturday.
Is this so
another 70?
Tomorrow, so it's on the 18th at American Family Field, yeah. Milwaukee Community Orchestra plays the national anthem again, but same musicians or absolutely different?
Different
musicians?
Because, I mean, it was like when I was discussing this with the Brewers, I said, how do I leave half my orchestra out of this opportunity?
Oh.
And they said, come twice. I'm like, okay. So that was pretty cool.
What an elegant solution to yeah. to still include the Milwaukee Community Orchestra and not say, you're too big, sorry, but to split that up. And so everyone can. So, Jessica, what pointers have you given Saturday, July 18th musician from what you learned?
If you think you've practiced enough, practice again.
Bring a water bottle.
Yeah. Oh, yes, for sure. Bring water.
Comfy shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does that heat? How does performing outside differ from performing at a seated concert, like you were saying before, like you'll be performing next week?
Yeah, it's definitely going to impact each type of instrument differently. I mean, I've heard from string players that can even, you know, lead to breaking strings and et cetera. But, you know, as long as you're keeping yourself hydrated and well taken care of, you know, you just kind of have to power through any of like the intonation issues you might.
Intonation.
Yeah, you might have, you have to, you know, might tune differently than you would indoors.
Because you're out there in the elements.
And the cellos are standing. They are not seated. It's almost like a Woody Allen joke. I don't know if you know that scene in the movie where he's in a marching band with the cello. So they just put their end pins out really far and they're playing like, it's pretty hilarious.
So it's a sight to be seen
as well as
a sound to be heard.
Yeah, they're good sports.
So Saturday, I'm assuming there are still tickets available.
Yeah,
come see you perform.
It's a 3:10 game.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So you get to experience this twice, Marjorie.
With the ladder. I'm bringing my own ladder this time.
Yeah. Good luck.
Carrie,
good
did
luck.
You want to arm wrestle Marjorie so that way you could conduct?
No, that's okay.
Really?
I've done my time on sports fields, so I'm okay.
What is your past in sports
fields? I have a very shady background in marching band. And when I was in college, I marched on the Lambeau Field and I did with my high school bands, we did Brewers game. So I've kind of done circuit in Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
Very good.
Yeah.
You're very experienced. So
yes.
Before we share information on your three summer concerts coming up next week, I realized we just jumped in. I got so excited because I wanted to share in the joy of your National Anthem Milwaukee Brewers experience. For people who are tuning in going, this sounds super fun. What in the world is Milwaukee Community Orchestra? What is your organization? What is the musical mission?
Well, our mission is to bring music to everybody in the community without barriers and without auditions. So we are a completely audition-free group. We take musicians who are fluent in reading music and who are 12 or older-ish.
Yes.
That's kind of fluid.
The youngest ever was 10. The oldest ever was 99.
And he drove his motorcycle to and from rehearsals.
He's my kind of guy.
I know.
He was the best. And we want to make it inclusive and just keep the joy of making music collectively.
So,
I think we do that, right?
Yeah, and you really learn from each other, especially within your section with the variety of, you know, backgrounds and levels of experience with music. And it doesn't matter if you've, you know, been consistently playing or if you're
right.
returning
right.
to music, everyone gets something out of it for sure.
Yeah, right. I think that's the beautiful part of it. There's so many people that it just works. You know, you can be like the small man on the totem pole, but you're still part of this really big, huge, beautiful project. And that's a very, very cool thing. You don't get to do that everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
She is Carrie Krenzler. We also have Marjorie Deutsch from Milwaukee Community Orchestra, along with Milwaukee Community Orchestra member and oboe player WTMJ's Jessica Gatzo. A preview of next week's musical performances that you can see. We'll get you those details. Keep it here. There's more to learn on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
That sounds beautiful. You can hear it's music that gives joy to my guests in the studio. I have Marjorie Deutsch and Carrie Krenzler from Milwaukee Community Orchestra. And that is one of the songs that will be performed at the Milwaukee Community String Orchestra show on the 20th. Is that Monday already?
It is Monday.
My goodness. On the east side at Plymouth Church. And I love how music brings people together. And that you guys automatically started laughing and giggling when we played that. And before we get into the music, I also want to remind everybody, we also have in the studio Jessica Gatzo from WTMJ, who is a performer in the Milwaukee Community Orchestra. And your instrument is?
Oboe.
That's a challenging. Every time you say that, I used to play flute in grade school and high school. So I always have mad respect for the double reeded instrument. That was tough. I broke reeds all the time. I didn't have the proper embouchure. So you have my musical respect. So when you hear that music, Carrie and Marjorie, why in the world did you start laughing and get excited? What is that piece and what does it mean to each of you?
Well, you should talk about
it. Yeah, so that's the Benda Sinfonia in C. And it's very joyful. It's very bubbly. It's a joy to play. It's a joy to listen. It's a joy to rehearse. And so, every time I hear it, I'm just happy.
And we always try to put something Baroque, something classical period, romantic, contemporary. So we try to give a lot of variety in our programming, so that people can, you know, learn a lot from every style of music.
Well, mm-hmm. See, because that means you get to hear classical music, but also some of the more like film scores and that are, I guess, would be considered more contemporary. Right. You've got, anytime you can work in some Tchaikovsky, I'm happy.
You're happy.
I see Gershwin also, Dvorak is on here. So, and then Vaughan Williams, I don't know that I'm familiar.
English.
Pip, Pip and Cheerio.
Yeah, very
absolutely.
Much so. Very much so.
I mean,
so,
he based it on these folk songs. It's lovely. We have a percussionist coming in to play with us. And like we have a harpsichord player coming in to play the Concerto Grosso, the Gimignani, La Folia, very famous based on a Baroque piece by Corelli. So it's a nice variety.
Again, the enthusiasm in your voice makes me happy.
We spend a lot of time talking about this stuff.
But it shows how much you care, how much thought you put into the, I'll call it the set list, but the program to make sure that the musicians are fulfilled and stimulated and not, like Jessica, you were joking earlier, you think you practice some more. Yeah. But, you know, have you ever looked at one of the programs and kind of panicked and went, oh no, I have to play that?
Not beforehand, no.
During, but not before.
And then you get into it. So,
well, there's always a very
big reach,
yeah,
right?
There's a balance every time. There's not only a theme behind the program, even if it's not like clear exactly what that theme is. It just feels like the music goes together mm-hmm. in one way or another. And then you kind of learn throughout rehearsal what pieces need more attention, and you figure out what you need to give more time outside of rehearsal as well.
I have to think you've become a better player, Jessica.
Oh, the orchestra has definitely improved.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody is growing. That's what we want to see happen.
Through obviously practice, but also maybe pieces of music that you wouldn't have necessarily chosen
as
a musician yourself.
We're playing harder and harder rep every year.
Exciting.
I mean, it's really, the group gets, you know, when I announce the next concert cycle, and there's always like at the end, they go, oh, there's always one gasp piece. Like, it's like, oh, we're so excited to try to achieve that.
Well, that has to mean a lot to you as well.
Definitely. Oh, very much so.
The goal. So the summer concert, Monday, 7:30, Plymouth Church on Milwaukee's east side. And tickets are just $10. Go support your Milwaukee Community String Orchestra.
Yes.
So String, it seems obvious, but what are the instruments in the string orchestra? You mentioned there are going to be some percussionists and a harpsichord, but it's basic instruments.
Yeah, violin, viola, cello, bass. And our guest conductor is Molly Lieberman, who's the principal viola of
MCO
mm-hmm. and a talented string teacher and conductor.
That is wonderful. So that is Monday night. Circle your calendars, everyone. Plymouth Church, 7:30 on the east side in Milwaukee. And then next Friday. Next Friday, you've got the Milwaukee.
Sorry, did I give it away?
No. Again, showing that you're bringing people together, that if people think they don't like classical music or the symphony, like, you're just not realizing how much music that some of our most pop culture.
Right. To boldly go.
Exactly.
Yeah, and watch our concert on Friday.
It's the 60th anniversary of Star Trek this year. This is why we chose it.
I love celebrating an anniversary. So tell us about the details on the summer concert on Friday, where it is, when it is, and what we'll hear there.
So that concert is Friday, July 24th, 7:30 p.m., and it's back at UWM's Zelazo Center for the Arts. So we're kind of back to where it all sort of started for us.
It's a
homecoming of sorts, yes.
And it's a really nice mix of classical and pops.
Yes.
So, Carrie, why don't you talk about the pop stuff?
Well, we're playing a medley from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, totally because of that movie, The Death of Robin Hood. Absolutely connected. That was totally intentional. You don't catch the sarcasm. We didn't realize that.
Okay.
It's hard to get it on the radio,
yeah, I know.
Isn't it?
That's all right. And then we're doing Star Trek, of course, and then we're doing Hook, selections from Hook, Flight to Neverland, the original. And
it's John Williams. Phenomenal.
It's just beautiful. It sounds like a glittery snow globe.
Ooh.
So, yeah. If you need to cool down, come and watch and listen to Hook.
It's a great point.
And I think the hall is air conditioned, so bonus.
But I love that also. I feel like these orchestra pieces stimulate your imagination. You create your own imagery to the music and to the very different sounds. Like you're saying, it's sparkly and...
Oh, I think, and that score for that movie was just, it's just beautiful.
He's a genius.
And gorgeous.
Oh, John Williams,
so,
yes.
I've never run out of things to play by him.
So the Milwaukee Community Orchestra Summer Concert Friday, and Jessica, you'll be performing 7:30 next Friday at the Zelazo Center. Which piece are you most excited to perform?
Oh, if I have to choose, let's see.
You can say maybe all of them since Marjorie and Carrie.
No, I know what she's going to say.
Yeah, so I like the Stravinsky and I like the Hansel and Gretel. That one's
the Hansel and Gretel is a really unique, phenomenal piece. He only wrote one opera. His name was Humperdinck, like the pop
like
singer
Engelbert
Humperdinck. And this is just a really beautiful, complicated, lovely piece. And it starts with this prayer played by the horn section. And we have killer horns. Our horn section is just to die for. And so I wanted to program it as a kind of a tribute to the beautiful horn playing that's been going on in our orchestra.
Wonderful. That's a lot to look forward to. Friday, July 24th, the Zelazo Center at UW-Milwaukee. And then in our last minute together, let's talk about, I know, time flies, we're having fun, the Milwaukee Community Flute Choir.
I know, we started a third ensemble this summer. It's fabulous. So the Flute Choir's concert is going to be Tuesday, July 28th at 7:30 p.m., once again at Plymouth Church. And it's going to be fabulous. It's an intergenerational group of flutes. My youngest is 10. My oldest is in her 90s. And it's just, it's fabulous. They've worked very hard. We've done, it's just a unique sound. If you've never heard a flute choir, you should come and experience it because tonally it's very, very cool.
Well, and I see on the program, Gershwin, yay, who I'm familiar with, but Mancini.
Yes, we're doing Pink Panther.
See, so I was just going to say
with a drummer and a string bass.
And then we're doing
this really cool beatboxing flute choir piece by Chamberlain, which is it's very cool. That's worth the $5 ticket to experience, right? Yes.
And they get tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Or you can get tickets at our website,
which is
www.mkeorch.org.
And I have to think that we've excited some people who have flutes still in their cases in their basement like me or other instruments that for and hearing that Jessica is an oboe player where it's like, oh, reclaiming that part of yourself and knowing that there's a space that you are welcome and mkeorch.org is also where you go to register to find out how to become part of the orchestra.
We'll be opening registration, I think, next week.
July 25th. So
wonderful. Well, thank you for all you do to bring people together through music. And I feel like, Jessica Gatso, any more words of wisdom as an oboist?
Oh, just have fun with it. Really does come back to that.
And have fun at the ballpark. Saturday, July 18th. Anyone going to the Milwaukee Brewers game, make sure you get there early and stand and sing along.
We're part of the pregame.
Yeah, stand and sing along to the national anthem with the Milwaukee Community Orchestra and applaud loudly.
Yay!
Thanks so much. Stay with us for more musical chat here on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And your chance to win free concert tickets is coming up before 8 o'clock. And making the most of your Wisconsin weekend. Many suggestions for you. But first, we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Elizabeth Lintonen.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
What are you doing this weekend? I know the wildfire smoke has made a lot of us rethink our plans for tonight, maybe even for tomorrow when the air isn't supposed to improve. But there are a lot of entertaining options for your weekend, both indoors and outdoors. And Thursday mornings at 9:40, I join Wisconsin's Morning News with a Wisconsin weekend preview. It's called The Weekend Trend and full of suggestions for fun. And today I visited Eric Bilstad and Telly Hughes with a list of events that I'm excited about. And we started with Blockbuster Movie Chat. I followed up on a conversation they were having just before I got into the studio. You were talking about The Odyssey.
Yes.
I think that is a fine indoor choice this weekend. I have many, many other options for you to get out and about, but I'm going tonight.
Okay.
After this day. I'm going tonight at 10 to see it on the IMAX. It's a 2-hour and 52-minute movie. You know they're going to give me some trailers before, so I'm not sure what time I'll get out. But I'll probably get home about 1 o'clock and then come back and do it all.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you say.
Yeah, I feel like this is the... I mean, it's the same director who directed Oppenheimer, which, you know, Barbenheimer was that huge summer. So I think this is just going to be one of those films that you'd, unlike The Devil Wears Prada 2, super fun, but don't need to see it larger than life. I think this is a larger than life, centuries-old tale told in this way with Matt Damon. Let's see it.
And this guy always goes for it. That's my thing, is that this guy, I like to reward someone who's willing to try things and fail, right? And he doesn't usually fail. Anyway,
so there we go. So that's your indoors.
We should point out that the smokiness likely to start dissipating tomorrow.
I saw tomorrow afternoon was the latest TMJ4 weather.
So hopefully that means the weekend itself could be okay.
Because there's so many nice things to do and fun things to do, especially, you know, we love themes around here. We love our ethnic festival. So if you want to go ethnic, Armenian Fest is happening Sunday in Greenfield. All the cool folklore, all the dancing, all the great food, stuffed grape leaves, shish kebab, and baklava. So that's at the Armenian Church in Greenfield on Sunday. But you've got flavorful River West Blueberry Fest on Saturday. This is the second annual. Last year's was such a hit. They're back. And honestly, everything blueberry you can think of. And there's a blueberry pancake breakfast and blueberry lemonade on Saturday morning. Giant paper mache blueberries that you can get your photos with. And for your tempting your taste buds, Amorphic Brewing has a blueberry beer using 400 pounds of blueberries. It's called This Is My Blueberry Face. It's a purple hazy IPA and not quite blue, but purple. Lavender Fest. This is the sixth annual Falls Lavender Fest in Menominee Falls, historic downtown area in the Village Park. Imagine the fragrance at this festival. Just walking in and you can get fresh cut lavender and dried lavender. I don't know if they have... I don't know if they'll have lavender pancakes, but they will have lavender lemonade. But, you know, live music, just a different twist on an outdoor festival to get everybody together. And also, I'm hoping that the sky is clear because you want to hang out on the lakefront. Port Fish Days is back in Port Washington. And this is one of Wisconsin's oldest community festivals. But here's what I love about it. They really lean into the theme. Tonight is Fish Giving. So, fish and chips and live music from Elvis and the Memphis Rockers. And Friday is Fishmas Eve with more fish and chips. And then Saturday is really the fish day.
That's Fishmas.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. And you are welcome to celebrate with a Fish Days parade at 11 a.m., a car show, lots of live music. The UW Marching Band is going to be there. The Brew City Wrestlers will be there. Okay. Fireworks Saturday at 9:30, all overlooking Lake Michigan. I just think it's a wonderful way to embrace and celebrate. And can you guess this year's theme?
Fish.
America's 250th, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Fish. So those are your festivals. But if you love art, man, oh, man, is this your weekend, especially downtown. Friday and Saturday is the summer edition of Gallery Night MKE. So over 40 different locations where you can meet artists, see art of all kinds in historic Third Ward, Walker's Point, Easttown. You can just stroll. You can hit one or hit a whole bunch. And if it is hot outside. Someplace like the Marshall Building is 7 floors of studios and galleries. Mm. Just one stop shop if you want to make it, if you want to make it there. And then also, it's the East Side Gallery Night on Friday night. So right there next to the Oriental Theater, there's an Ivanhoe Plaza and that Black Cat Alley.
Oh, yeah.
They've got art to enjoy. So they're getting in on gallery night as well. And then you've also got the 56th Midsummer Arts Festival of the Arts in Sheboygan at the John Michael Kohler Art Center. And that's one of the finest ones. 100 juried artists of all kinds, sculpture, jewelry making, painting, all of it. And then they, of course, it's a festival. So they have live music. And one of my favorite unique festivals, talk about cultural festivals, Frida Fest. Yes, that Frida, the painter, Frida Kahlo, the
eyebrow. I like how you pointed at your brow.
But that's just it. Like, if you, like, that's how you remember her, and then her bright paintings, and she's just a fascinating person herself. So this is a two-day celebration this weekend at the Farmhouse Paint and Sip. It's just off 6th and Layton.
Okay.
It literally is a farmhouse, but it is so interactive. It's a celebration of Mexican culture. So you've got mariachi music, folklorico dance, poetry performances. You can have Frida Kahlo painting classes, make a flower headband. And my favorite thing at 3 o'clock on Sunday, the Frida Lookalike Contest. Open to all ages, all people. And
now, can you enhance, or do you have to go with what you got?
Get your Sharpie out. Well, maybe not a Sharpie. You might be looking like Frida for a while if you do that. But it just, I just love being able to embrace that and make fine art approachable. Because I think you say Frida Kahlo, I was like, ooh, I don't know. And then on stage, Spamalot is at the Marcus Performing Arts Center.
Have you seen Spamalot before?
I saw the preview in Chicago with Tim Curry, David Hyde Pierce, and Hank Azaria. Yes, I've been in
amazing.
On the ground floor. Incredible. Yeah, okay. So if you love to laugh, this is great, great performances. Also the final weekend for Million Dollar Quartet at Fireside Theater. So lots to enjoy this weekend.
The Weekend Trend with Sandy Max. Excellent stuff. Thank you, Sandy.
If you missed any of those events or want to know more, there are actually even more events and performances to see around southeastern Wisconsin this weekend, indoors and outdoors. I just couldn't fit them all in. If you want to see that article, it's posted on WTMJ.com. And if you text the word trend, T-R-E-N-D, to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, because we call that feature the Weekend Trend, text trend to 855-616-1620, and you'll get a link, and you can browse those festivals and other unique performances, including some dance performances and theater in a church parking lot, plus Shakespeare in the Park. There's a lot to enjoy this weekend. So text trend to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Next, your chance to win free concert tickets. Country star Bailey Zimmerman at the Wisconsin State Fair Bank 5-9 Main Stage August 8th. You could be there for free. Keep it here on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Now I'm in this cold bright light.
Get out your calendar. 20 days. Countdown to the Wisconsin State Fair, now officially just under 3 weeks away. Big Ferris wheel, huge horses at the Coliseum pulling those wagons all in unison. Food on a stick, the big midway rides, the expo center to shop and shop and shop. Lots to look forward to, including Bailey Zimmerman. He will be in concert Saturday, August 8th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage. And he's really had a pretty speedy success story in country music, and known for his energetic live shows and his blue collar style. He's got big hits: Rockin' a Hard Place, Religiously, Fall in Love, Where It Ends, and a song for today, Holy Smokes. But Bailey Zimmerman, really fast rising artist, selling out tours across the country, and he is going to be here at the Wisconsin State Fair. Expect a high energy show with a lot of sing along moments, and the Wisconsin State Fair concert lineup, always one of the big highlights of the summer. And Bailey Zimmerman, really one of the biggest draws. A great excuse to spend a day at the fair, get some cream puffs, and hear some country music, check out the exhibits, and then spend the day there, and then go to the concert at night in the great outdoors. Chandler Walters, a steel guitar player, is going to open up, so that's a lot of talent on that stage. Would you like to be there? I'd love to treat you to a pair of tickets to enjoy the fair and then enjoy Bailey Zimmerman. Get that cell phone or an old landline if you got one. But get your phone handy there. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. The number you want to call is 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. You call me if you are caller 16, because he's playing on August 8th. Eighth month, eighth day. Add him up. Caller 16 at 855-616-1620. You will be the winner of a pair of free concert tickets to see Bailey Zimmerman August 8th at the Wisconsin State Fair. Good luck and get to know his music. One of his hits is The Song You Need to Hear, next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is The Song You Need to Hear.
Most blokes going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
Congratulations to Duncan in Hartford. And if you are not Duncan in Hartford with a pair of tickets to see Bailey Zimmerman at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 8th, don't worry, you have another chance to win tonight about 7:40. So keep listening to What's on Tap so you don't miss out. Set your phone alarm for maybe 7:30 tonight to get a jump on the winning before Bailey Zimmerman takes the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair on Saturday, August 8th. Here is one of the songs that helped make him one of country music's fastest rising stars. He knows how to tell stories of heartbreak, yet has a reputation for high-energy performances, so don't let his emotions fool you. Here's Bailey Zimmerman and his country hit, Where It Ends, the song you need to hear on What's on Tap.
This is where it ends.
He is Bailey Zimmerman. You can see him on the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair on Saturday, August 8th. Where It Ends, the song you need to hear on What's on Tap. And if you're like, man, I'd like to see him live. That sounds really good. You have, of course, your chance. You can buy your tickets, wistatefair.com. You can also hang out with me. I have another chance for you to win a free pair of tickets about 7:40 tonight, so before 8 o'clock while we hang out together. So maybe set your phone alarm for 7:30 so you don't miss out on another chance to win freebies. I like making people happy, so could be you tonight with a pair of Bailey Zimmerman tickets. More music chat. Find out about Midwest Americana, the big concert tomorrow night at the Pabst Theater that you are invited to. Stay with us on What's on Tap.
Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Welcome to this second hour of What's on Tap, where I realize I really curated a heck of a music-focused show. The first hour, we talked to the Milwaukee Community Orchestra about how they played the national anthem at the Milwaukee Brewers game, and they're playing again on Saturday. So if you're going to the game, you will see 70 local musicians playing the national anthem, giving away Bailey Zimmerman tickets to see that country star when he performs at the Wisconsin State Fair on August 8th. And now, talking about a fantastic show that you can see tomorrow night at the Pabst Theater. What a beautiful venue. It's just going to be full of sound. It's called Midwest Americana, featuring Pawpaw Lawton and his Jigsaw Band, Oh But Wait, The Whiskey Bells, God's Outlaw, Matt M.F. Tyner, and Sarah Ferrick. And it all benefits Music Cares. So not only is it just going to be a great celebration of truly American music in a beautiful Milwaukee landmark, it's also a good deed. And one of those performers on stage and the creative leader who's putting it all together, the hostess with the mostest, Sarah Ferrick, is in the studio with me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me back, Sandy.
I love that you say doing well, because I realize this is concert eve.
It is.
It is kind of you to spend any time with me, because I know that you are multitasking and handling. I mean, you're producing a concert with six bands on stage, five bands on stage.
We are, yes. Brian Miller, the audio engineer from the Pabst, and really one of the true visionaries behind this, is busy at work helping all the bands do their final rehearsals. We were there in the 5 o'clock hour, and then we came over to you. So, you know, we're just really excited about tomorrow, and we're honored to be uplifting a great cause in Music Cares, and we have some amazing talent. So, you know, as much as there's a lot to do yet, I'm just really trying to absorb the moment and be grateful and be excited about what we're bringing to the city.
I'm glad that you constantly ground yourself like that, because you regularly sign off. What is the exact phrase? The journey.
The journey is the prize.
And see, I'm one of those like goal-oriented people. I'm like, no. The prize is getting all these things done. And yeah, that's such a great reminder to breathe.
It is.
enjoy the people that you're working with yes. for the common goal, because this is where the inside jokes come and this is where the accomplishment comes and the sweat and the grease and the laughter when that didn't go quite right, but we figured it out together.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
just living life instead of just hating every second and getting stressed out by every detail. And then, well, the concert wasn't as great as I wanted it to be because you just put too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Too much stress
it.
Into
yeah.
it. Right. So, you know, it's been really lovely. Like a couple of our sponsors today, one of them emailed and his quote was just so perfect and it was so timely. And that was that reminder of like, really enjoy this moment because you're making an impact and people Aww. Here see it, you know? So it was just one of those, like one of those moments where I just regrounded and I'm like, you know what? I know you got to get all the PSAs ready for the host because we're kind of treating this like a Grand Ole Opry show in a Milwaukee twist way.
Wonderful.
So we have a host MC from WMSE, Johnny Z, and he's going to be reading messages from sponsors that are helping to promote and be a part of this show. And
weaving them in. That's a great
yeah,
touch.
Yeah, so I'll be trafficking. I'll be, you know, PSA writing. I'll be all of it. But we're excited about it.
Well, and you bring this up that you, I love that sponsors are saying, hey, you are doing something great and that they want to be part of this great night of music tomorrow at the Pabst Theater,
yeah.
Midwest Americana. But Sincerely in Song is your organization. And like I said, as soon as I saw Sincerely in Song presents, I was like, oh, this is a big deal. This is a big yeah. show. That's a benefit concert. And it's what, $35?
$30 with some fees, but tomorrow yeah. there's going to be a special ticket price. So,
awesome. So yeah. like when we, I think sometimes when people say benefit concert, it's like, uh-oh, rattle your jewelry. It's going to be a lot. But
yeah.
so when you see five bands, that's just going to yeah. be a very special, unique presentation. So, but Sincerely in Song, tell us what your mission is with this organization.
Absolutely. So our mission is all about building music partnerships for humanity and also uplifting our creative economy and tying it to good causes and really bringing music industry here. So, you know, we've had some great industry in Milwaukee, right? And the creative economy is an industry of itself. So we're bringing in Music Cares, which is the Recording Academy's nonprofit, and they have access to, they have resources, right? For musicians, for all creatives that they'll help with health services, human services, mental health and addiction recovery services, and they help me on my journey. So anytime I discover something like that, I want to be sure the music community here knows about it and the donor community also knows the great work that they're doing.
I feel like Music Cares being connected to the Grammy Awards, it feels so far away. It
yeah.
doesn't feel like it would be, or it would all be LA musicians or the mm-hmm. super experienced
yeah.
ones who already have the awards, but to know that they truly are taking care of musicians all around the country at every level.
They really are. And you don't have to be a member of the Recording Academy to access their resources. And Paul Baker will be coming in from Chicago, one of their reps. So he'll be on stage talking about their mission, connecting with all the musicians that we have as a part of this show. So to me, it's a really meaningful experience. And we're honored to be able to uplift their mission.
And
with
for Paul Baker to be inspired by the music he's going to see tomorrow. What is it, Sarah, in your life? Because now you head up Sincerely in Song, and you have for several years, and you've made a real impact working with different organizations ranging from veterans and mental health. What made you realize that your music could be a help, a force for helping people?
Yeah. You know, well, one of my first idols as a little girl was Dolly Parton. And, you know, I think she instilled some of her energy in me when I was a little girl. But I found a letter I wrote when I was a 10-year-old girl that talked about how I wanted to help the homeless and help people that needed to pick me up. And I wanted to be a singer. And I discovered that letter in an old notebook that my mom saved and gave me in 2019. And I was like, you know what? Why can't the little girl's vision in me come through? And, you know, this industry does need innovation. It needs nurturing for artists. It needs opportunities for artists to align with authentic causes with their talent. So I'm really excited about where this journey could go. And I'm grateful that we're able to be on it. You know, we are a nonprofit startup. So we're currently using Create Wisconsin as our fiscal receiver. So we're looking for foundational funding as we produce things like this. But I think we can really make an impact and build up the creative economy and help uplift artists.
You are doing so much. You're such a great collaborator. And she is Sarah Feerick. That's who you're hearing. Singer, songwriter, and truly shaping our community through creativity and collaboration. When we come back, let's talk about this incredible lineup.
Yes.
And why so many Milwaukee musicians immediately said yes to you. That's next on What's
On Tap. Well,
they said
yes to Brian Miller, but
again, teamwork, it's collaboration.
Exactly. Yes.
Hear these behind the scenes stories of Midwest Americana, the concert tomorrow at the Pabst Theater, next on What's On Tap.
This is What's On Tap with Sandy Max.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night tomorrow. at the Pabst Theater. It's called Midwest Americana. It is a benefit concert for Music Cares to take care of the musicians we enjoy so much. And I've got Sarah Fierick of Sincerely In Song in the studio with me. Sincerely In Song presenting this incredible lineup of musicians. Who are we hearing there with the song Milwaukee, Here I Come?
You know, that's the Pawpaw Latin is Jigsaw Band. So Brian Miller has really a gift. He assembled this group, this super group of musicians, and they're singing covers from 1968, so country classics.
Yeah.
So half of the show, you're going to hear Pawpaw Latin and his Jigsaw Band perform classics from 1968. I had the incredible honor of singing Wichita Lineman, which is just a beautiful song.
And a so classic.
Many, yeah, and so many folks, you know, really say that Jimmy Webb wrote one of the most beautiful songs that exists. So I think Billy Joel just was talking about it, and another musician that, you know, Bob Dylan has said, you know, Wichita Lineman is one of the favorites. But it's a really, really special experience because not only will we have this super group, they're also performing their originals, Pawpaw Latin and the Jigsaw Band, and Whiskey Bells will be on the stage, Matt M.F. Tyner, God's Outlaw, and I'll be singing kind of in between the sets. So we'll have a host MC, and I'll be kind of sprinkling in as the backline changeovers are happening. So we're really excited about it, and so much talent in this show.
I was weaving all of that together. I love that. So what connects these artists that you just shared beyond Americana music and a love for the sound?
You know, I think they all have an amazing heart, and I've gotten to know a lot of them through this process. So we first started this journey when Brian Miller assembled all of us and invited us to the Pabst Theater. I think it was a March day, and he's like, yeah, come down, we're going to do some recording. So we actually performed live the record, the album that will be released, from the stage of the Pabst. And I think I've been joking, it's the only time that you will ever sing on the stage with your back to the audience, because the band was on the stage. So basically, we as singers were watching the band, so we were singing with our backs to the audience. So all of that was recorded and tracked through his great audio engineering skills, and it'll be released on the vinyl and performed live from the stage.
Oh, what a great way to have a release party. So tell me about, what do you know about Pawpaw Lawton? Is this Brian Miller's alter ego, a character he has invented?
Yeah. Well, apparently the name came when he was on his way to Detroit, and there was a sign that said Pawpaw in Latin, and the person that he was driving with was like, that's your band name. And it kind of just stuck. And, you know, like I said, he's really like assembled this super group of musicians, and they all have their personalities. The voices that are going to be singing these songs are out of this world. We were at rehearsal last night, and, you know, just hearing their personalities and their passion come through the lyrics and in the Pabst Theater is just, it's going to be a beautiful experience.
Which, yeah, the Pabst Theater just itself as a national landmark, you just step in, there's history. I've been able to volunteer to clean the chandelier.
Oh, nice.
So every time I look up there, I just realize how, what that artwork is hanging above all of us. So we just, and just the ornateness. And now that I know that you're going to make it Grand Ole Opry style, which really is a show. It's a variety show.
Yeah,
and,
it really
and
is.
And really is communal. Not quite a hootenanny, but it is very communal. And so that's my imagining. When people walk into the Pabst Theater tomorrow night, what are they really going to experience?
Well, they'll hear Matt M.F. Tyner and his dog will be on stage, I believe, with him, too. He was there at rehearsal tonight. You'll also hear Whiskey Bells, God's Outlaw, and Pawpaw Latin and his Jigsaw Band. I'll be singing some songs with Jack Tell, a very talented fingerstyle guitarist, and debuting a brand new song that I wrote called Open Road that'll be releasing next week, July 24th. And Music Cares will be on stage. Johnny Z will be on stage. And, you know, I really think it's going to be a special night. And what makes it special is when people come together. You know, we're all working to uplift a really great cause and hoping that Milwaukee will show up and help us fill those seats. There'll be a special ticket price tomorrow at the box office. And you can also go online at papstheater.org.
Well, you said it brings people together and people look for a party. And with this heat and with the smoke, I think we just are coming down off of the wonderful Summerfest experience where it was like, oh, I could walk around and I could see five or six bands in one night. Here, you can come into this beautiful building, some air conditioning, and see five or six bands that enjoy each other, too.
Exactly.
That is contagious when you see those good vibes.
Yes.
And people laughing together or, hey, come over here and share the microphone with me on this meaningful song. So I think you're really creating something magical for this Music Cares benefit concert. So Sincerely In Song, Sarah Fierick is with me, and she'll share what Music Cares, how it makes a difference for people you care about. Next on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. This is some music you will hear tomorrow night. A fantastic benefit concert called Midwest Americana, a collection of incredible Wisconsin musicians who love this style of music and are going to perform it for you. Grand Ole Opry style. Sarah Furick of Sincerely in Song, a wonderful organization that merges music and benefiting the community through a variety of organizations. Sarah boldly is presenting this concert in such a great way to benefit Music Cares, but bring people together to also help musicians that we care about. But tell us first, who's on the bill tomorrow night at the Pabst Theater?
Pawpaw Latin and his Jigsaw Band, singing songs off the Ghostlight, a new release, and the covers from 1968.
And how many people are in Pawpaw's
Oh, I lost
band?
Count.
I was like, I was like teasing 21? You. I think it's up to 39. Yeah, 21, though. It's going to be a full stage.
It is going to be a full stage. Matt M.F. Tyner will be performing, God's Outlaw, Whiskey Bells, and myself, and some really incredible musicians. There's features in each one of the covers, and a lot of musicians, like vocalists, that'll be a part of it that maybe aren't a part of the band name, but you're going to discover some really great talent on
the
stage.
That's terrific. And tell me about Open Road that we just heard there.
Yeah, so Open Road's going to release on July 24th, a nice song for summer road trips. And, you know, I'm really excited about that. That particular version is the bluegrass version. So there's a pop version and a bluegrass version. And we produce that in Amherst Junction area, central Wisconsin, with some incredible talent. Dale on a banjo, Art Stevenson on harmonica, and Jeff Sachs on mandolin. I forget how many instruments he played. Bass, like he played a bunch of instruments. And he also was the audio engineer of it. So we're working on our partnership for that song. So stay tuned. I'll keep you posted on that.
And that will be officially released on Sincerely in Song next Friday?
Yep, next Friday. Yep, the day after my birthday.
Congratulations! Excellent. Excellent. July, baby. My birthday's Saturday. So
oh, nice.
We have more in common. This is fantastic. But for all that, I love that you continue to create and also have this gift for collaborating to bring these musicians mm-hmm. together. So what is it about Music Cares in particular? Because you work with many organizations.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I also want to really acknowledge the Pabst Theater Group because they didn't have to say yes to this, and they did. And, you know, it's really lovely that we're able to be on that stage. And they have so many musicians that come through their doors as well. So I'm hoping that these Music Cares nice posters we have, you know, some of them can remain up in their building for the green room for other artists traveling through. And, you know, all of us that are part of this bill really care about each other, right? Nurturing artists, it matters. It's important. Sometimes you may be going through a moment of grief. You may be going through financial hardship. You may need dental care. You know, you may need to go through addiction or recovery services. And Music Cares offers a variety of things in that realm. So, you know, I think sometimes in the music industry, we talk about the glitz and the glamour, and we forget to talk about the human behind the music and making sure that that human is cared for. And there's been, unfortunately, a lot of stories that are tragic, right? So we really want to make sure that we're uplifting musicians and nurturing talent and helping them get access to resources like Music Cares.
And I feel it's sometimes funny where we know, you know, if you go see a show at the Cactus Club, like these musicians, you know, make it a little bit of money at the door, maybe, you know, just like especially as people are touring, that the music economy has changed and musicians are not rolling around in money, even when you sign the contract. Like, it's really rare to have a super successful multimillionaire musician. And I think a lot of us just kind of forget, and a lot of people just assume, well, you're a rock star, you're a musician. Oh, you're making a living touring. You're taken care of. Like that you've got the health insurance and you've got the savings account, and that these people are creating, you know, joy through their art, live music, recorded music, lyrics that we sing along to that make us laugh or make us feel that we're understood. You know, this is truly a gift that somebody's giving us, you know, every time we see them, and to just assume that they're taken care of is.
Yeah,
it's nice to know that. The Grammy Association does see that Music Cares needed to, that it came out of a need, and it is really useful that you've experienced it yourself and you can recommend it and now support Music Cares themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I do think it's so important. And, you know, organizations like you mentioned Cactus Club, like they're out there working hard too to uplift talent and nurture talent. So I think Milwaukee is really poised to be a city that comes out nurturing talent and really being a part of that movement and having organizations like bringing industry here. So, you know, we think of industry like, you know, a song like Open Road, right, and Harley Davidson, that's industry. But when you look at, like, what is a creative industry? And it is organizations like Music Cares and the Recording Academy, and bringing those resources to our market is important, because we can't always reinvent the wheel, right?
Right.
It's better to collaborate and yes. to join forces to do more and be stronger together.
Sarah Ferrick, you're a shining example of that with Sincerely in Song. Thank you for presenting Midwest Americana tomorrow night, Pabst Theater. Pawpaw Lawton and his Jigsaw Band, who will fill up that entire stage with joy and music. The Whiskey Bells, God's Outlaw, Matt M.F. Tyner, and Sarah Ferrick herself. Hear her sing. You were lovely at Summerfest.
Oh,
congratulations on that performance.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, tell everybody how they can get tickets to join you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
PabstTheater.com is the place to go. You can also walk up to the box office day of. There'll be a special ticket price for you there. And we really hope to fill the seats and make it a meaningful night, uplifting Music Cares. And appreciate, you know, you, Sandy, for being welcoming to having us come in to talk about this. So thank you so much.
I'm glad I was just down the street. So now you can go back to the Pabst Theater for the rest of the rehearsals. Thank you, Sarah Ferrick, for all that you do and for being my guest.
Thank you, Sandy.
See you again soon.
Sounds great.
We now go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Jessica Gatzo.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
You know there's one thing everyone looks forward to at the Wisconsin State Fair. The cream puffs. And your chance to get yours before you even step through the gates, it's coming. July 22nd. You can sign up for Cream Puffapalooza. The first 300 people to register will score a free six-pack of cream puffs. Registration begins at 6 a.m. on July 22nd at WTMJ.com. Go to our website there. And whatever you need to do, set an alert or jot a note on your calendar, set an alarm. Whatever you need to do, you don't want to miss out. Six cream puffs on us starting at 6 a.m. on July 22nd at WTMJ.com. It's Cream Puffapalooza, courtesy of 620 WTMJ and the Wisconsin State Fair. You can find the full contest details at our website, WTMJ.com. You heard that beautiful Mozart music. If you've attended a Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra performance over the past 6 years, you have seen the energy, the precision, and the passion that music director Ken David Mazur has brought to the podium. And Ken David Mazur has spent nearly a decade as the musical director of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. And he's helped truly, if you think about it, usher the orchestra into a new era through the pandemic, the grand opening of the impressive Bradley Symphony Center, lots of national recognition, and some really unforgettable performances. Now comes the bittersweet news. Ken David Mazur. I always called him Ken David, and I'm so glad to learn that it's Ken David. He never corrected me. So Ken David Mazur will be leaving the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, and this has been his final season. And Libby Collins, host of WTMJ's Conversations, she got the opportunity to spend time with him for a very interesting chat, including his childhood years. And he tells WTMJ's Libby Collins about an experience when his parents' lives were in grave danger before the fall of the Berlin Wall.
You were living in East Germany at the time of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. We watched in 88 and especially 89, in fact, in Leipzig. That's where really the epicenter was for the movement. People would get courage to speak up, or songwriters busking outside would start writing songs against the regime. And then different people would slowly speak up more. My father got involved when he received letters from imprisoned musicians. My father felt that he couldn't be silent about this, and he needed to use the megaphone, if you will, that he had through his position at the Gewandhaus to bring attention to some of this. So in 89, as a young chorister, we had still, it's the same rehearsal space. The rehearsal room is on top of the Gewandhaus, and you can overlook the big plaza. And we would witness every week during our rehearsals that more and more people would gather for the Monday demonstrations. And of course, then in October of 89, there was order given from Berlin, from the government, to shoot down protesters. The very few people that knew about this order gathered, including my father. And because they were concerned for the safety of the people, they wrote down a request to all of the protesters on the street to please not be violent, to please. That was played over the loudspeakers as hundreds of thousands of people were gathering that evening. if one person had started throwing a stone or something, or a police got nervous and pulled the trigger, it would have basically been the second Tiananmen Square. And fortunately, that didn't happen. We had a housekeeper who, the night of that Monday demonstration, was given instructions if they got killed, where to bring me to safety, you know.
Did you know that
relatives.
At the time?
No, I didn't know that at the time.
I mean, what a life that he has experienced. You're hearing Ken David Mazur, the music director for the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. I'm just still stunned to hear his life experience. If you remember the Berlin Wall down in 1989, and he, you know, lived that experience. And eventually, Ken David Mazur, his parents were allowed to leave East Germany. And he tells Libby Collins about his first impression of the United States.
Did you want to come to the United States?
Well, no. I wanted to stay.
You wanted to stay in Germany?
I wanted to stay in Germany. My father got the appointment as music director in New York for the Philharmonic shortly after the reunification, probably in 89 or 90. They approached him, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And he said, you know, we must do this, and how do we do this? And so he and my mother tried to convince me, well, New York is a fantastic place. Let's impress Ken and show him around. And I remember the first day that we arrived, we stayed at a hotel across from Lincoln Center. Yeah, I watched, because of jet lag, I looked down on Broadway and, you know, all the cars driving. I thought, hey, it's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Why is everybody still driving? It was busy. It was smelly. And after a couple of days, I told my parents, I'm not coming. It's too loud. It's too smelly. It's too noisy. I don't like it here.
What a storyteller. Ken David Mazur has conducted orchestras throughout the world. He spent 7 years as music director of the MSO, and he talks with WTMJ's Libby Collins about those tales, about growing up in East Germany, how he ended up right here in Milwaukee, and what his future holds. You'll hear that all Sunday morning at 11 on WTMJ Conversations. From classical music to country hits, your chance to win Bailey Zimmerman tickets next on What's on Tap to see him at the Wisconsin State Fair.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
Between a rock and a hard place, red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face.
You'd be swaying along with Bailey Zimmerman at the Wisconsin State Fair. Saturday, August 8th is when he's going to be singing this song and a whole lot of other country hits on the Wisconsin State Fair Bank 5-9 main stage. And I'm absolutely, I know it's coming, but you realize 20 days away. The Wisconsin State Fair website has a countdown right there on the homepage. It's like, oh my gosh, that is less than 3 weeks. But there's so much to look forward to, and it really is one of the signature events of summertime. It is just kind of wild to think, here it comes. And they always put on a great lineup on the Bank 5-9 main stage, and Bailey Zimmerman really has been successful, kind of skyrocketed to some country fame with a lot of hits. Rockin' a Hard Place, you just heard a bit there. Religiously, Fall in Love, Where It Ends. And this makes me laugh on a day like today when we're dealing with Canada's and Minnesota's wildfires. Holy Smokes is a Bailey Zimmerman song. So you can see him live. He has a reputation for a real high-energy show. Lots of sing-along moments. And the Wisconsin State Fair lineup, like I said, one of the highlights of summer. Bailey Zimmerman is going to be one of those biggest stars. And it's a great excuse. The great thing when you get a ticket for the main stage shows, you also get admission to the fairs to enjoy all the things that you like. The cream puffs, the cheese curds at Brad and Harry's. I like those. Check out the exhibits, then head to the concert that night. And if you really like country music, I'd say get there early for the opener. Chandler Walters is a steel guitar player. I love that sound. So if you want to see Bailey Zimmerman, August 8th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair, and you don't want to spend a dime, I've got your chance to win free tickets right now. Get on that Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If it is safe, 855-616-1620. If you've never called before, maybe this is your time. 855-616-1620. Since it's August 8th, how about caller 8? We'll win free tickets to see Bailey Zimmerman in concert August 8th at the Wisconsin State Fair Bank 5-9 main stage. 855-616-1620. Get dial in if you're in a safe spot to do so, and good luck.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
This is where it ends.
Just about. Not quite finished yet with this episode of What's on Tap. I got to make somebody happy. Congratulations to to Don in Sheboygan. Don, you just won yourself a pair of free tickets to see the man you just heard, Bailey Zimmerman, on stage at the Wisconsin State Fair August 8th on the Bank 5-9 main stage. Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you.
Are you a big Bailey Zimmerman fan?
Yes.
Oh, so you know
my
what
favorite song, Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad we can make you happy. Have you ever seen him in concert before?
No.
This is good because I hear he has a reputation for being very high energy and, you know, got the sing-along song. So, oh, I'm so glad that these tickets are going to somebody who's going to really get into the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Dawn, you're very welcome. What's something else? What's the first thing you're going to do, though, when you get to the Wisconsin State Fair? Like, do you have a tradition? Like, it's not the state fair until I do this.
Until I eat a cream puff.
Ah, are you going with the original or are you going with the special flavors?
Always the original.
There you go. True and blue. Dawn, I am so glad to make you happy. And then tell me, are you in Sheboygan right now?
No, I'm driving. I'm in Fond du Lac right now.
I was just going to ask you, how is the smoke where you are? Because it's still thick and you can smell it and taste it here in Milwaukee.
It's really not too bad. It was a lot. I went to see my son in Madison earlier in the afternoon. It was terrible. And it's much better now.
Good, good. Well, safe travels. Thank you so much for listening to WTMJ and have a great time at Bailey Zimmerman on August 8th at the State Fair.
I sure will. Thanks again.
Thanks. Safe travels. Aw. I'm glad that Dawn knows what she's getting into. She actually is a Bailey Zimmerman fan because I've worked on radio a long time and given away a lot of prizes. And there's fewer things that are less disappointing when it's like, hey, are you excited about the prize? And somebody's just like, I don't know. I just heard call in. And I guess so. It's like, aw, somebody really wanted to win that. So I'm glad we put a smile on Dawn's face. And I'm glad to hear that maybe the smoke is dissipating, at least in some parts of Wisconsin. We'll keep an eye on that. And if you're also excited about maybe winning free tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see some music, next week, free tickets to see King and Country on What's on Tap. August 10th is when they will be on the Bank 5-9 main stage. King and Country, one of the most successful Christian pop acts in the world and known for their huge arena-style productions, and their brothers, Joel and Luke Smallbone, Grammy Award winners, and expect uplifting, inspirational music there. So next week on What's on Tap, free tickets to see King and Country at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I'm going to tell you something that I was very excited about earlier this year. Very excited. And I have forgotten. It has snuck up on us. Picklepalooza is Saturday in Madison at Breeze Stevens Field. Madison's Picklepalooza Food and Drink Festival. I remember, again, I got very excited about this because you can ride a mechanical pickle. That is still on the docket. I looked it up. And yes, if you can think of something with pickles on it, pizza or deep fried pickles, they will be serving that. Also a selection of craft beers and ciders and specialty cocktails to get your pickle fix. And at 6:30 on Saturday, that's when you can take part in the pickle eating contest or the brine chugging contest. Oh, I picture that. Like, I feel like if you're going to chug the brine, it has to be in the glass jar, right? Woo! So you've got a day or two to practice if you want. But I just think this sounds hilarious. There is live music. There's DJ Dilly keeping the energy high all night if you want to dance. And there is, before the pickle eating and brine chugging contest, be warned, at 5:30 is Micromania Micro Wrestling. And then you've got the All-American Throwbacks playing some pop punk and emo tribute music there. So 3 o'clock is when the gates open. Actually, 5 o'clock. Early access is the 3 o'clock, but 5 o'clock is when general admission gates open for Madison's Picklepalooza Food and Drink Festival at Breeze Stevens Field. I just think that sounds like a kick. I love a theme party, so I would lean all the way into that. I would wear green. I don't think I'm road tripping there, but now that I have been reminded that Picklepalooza is happening, it's nice to have in the back of your mind, like, you know what I want to do? I'm just going to take a road trip and Picklepalooza it. So you only live once, right? So why not? And then I also want to tell you about something that's different that's happening tomorrow in Spring Green. Spring Green is not having a Picklepalooza. They are celebrating Founders Day at the American Players Theater. 47 years ago is when the theater started, and they're having a wellness event this weekend. So if you're interested, look into that. I know they did have to cancel their performance tonight because of the wildfire smoke, but keep an eye on American Players Theater in Spring Green, a real Wisconsin treasure, and so much so that this is the year that the Tony Awards awarded them regional theater. They get, which is just such an honor to win a regional theater Tony Award. That recognition, but also comes with a $25,000 grant so they can continue to do what they do, bringing theater in their beautiful campus outdoors in Spring Green. So congratulations to American Players Theater again on their Tony Award, but happy Founders Day on Saturday. So keep out of the smoky air as best as you can. If you see me at the Odyssey tonight at the IMAX Mayfair, say hi. Be nice. Maybe I'll buy you a popcorn. I am not getting a huge jug of root beer to watch a 3-hour film. That is not a good strategy, I think, if you want to see it uninterrupted. And I'm going by myself, so I can't ask somebody to fill me in on what I missed or without being really annoying. So have a great night. I am filling in on Wisconsin's Midday News tomorrow, noon to 3. So join me there for my spoiler-free thumbs up or thumbs down on the movie. But otherwise, I look forward to meeting you right back here next week on What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and have a great rest of your evening.